And lawyers are also fired up over another of the president's programs. His faith-based initiative has inspired legal challenges, the latest in Pennsylvania. Two civil liberties organizations claim the government is illegally funding religious education in northern Pennsylvania's Bradford County Prison. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Janet Lewis knew that she and her fellow commissioners in Bradford County, Pennsylvania, had a problem. The county's jails were wildly overcrowded, and the recidivism rate was the worst in the state. Then a Christian ministry called Firm Foundation offered their services.
So Firm Foundation approached us and said they would like to start a vocational program and a life skills program for our inmates who are nearing release to try and reduce the recidivism, teach the inmates a vocational trade. So when they do get released, they would have some usable skills and a trade that hopefully they could get themselves turned around, find a job, and become productive citizens.
According to public records, Bradford County has awarded Firm Foundation $335,000 since 2002 from county, state, and federal funds through the faith-based initiative. Richard Friend, who was until recently the executive director, says Firm Foundation trained four or five inmates at a time in construction work. He says they were upfront about their evangelical mission.
You're the only group in Bradford County providing a service like this. And the reason that we do it is because we believe we can change lives through faith in Jesus Christ.
Richard Friend admits that the inmates study the Bible and receive religious counseling, and he says he has given out a Bible and other Christian literature to the inmates, but he says no one is forced to participate in the program. That doesn't matter, says Clark Muller, one of the plaintiffs in a federal suit, naming county and federal officials as well as Firm Foundation as defendants. Muller says he does not want his tax money going to a religious program. Moreover, he says, the program was voluntary only in name, because there was no other way to get training than to withstand proselytization.
And there was no other program for training available, which means that if you were willing to accept Christ or be part of that program, then you could get training. You could get training outside the jail, which is a wonderful benefit. But if you were not, you did not have that available to you. That's unfair.
And it's the basis for the suit brought by Mueller, other taxpayers, and an inmate who says he felt intense pressure to become a Christian when he signed up for the training. Barry Lynn at Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, which is representing the plaintiffs, says it's illegal for the government to finance religious instruction and worship. And he says it's illegal for the government to contract with a group that discriminates in their hiring, as Firm Foundation does.
If you have a program that has a Christians-only hiring policy, and this program does, they should not be eligible for one dime of public funding.
Ira Lupu, a church state expert at George Washington University, says case law is clear that government funds cannot pay for religious activities. It's less clear about whether religious groups may discriminate in hiring. But he notes that watchdog groups have sued several programs around the country and have often won.
What this litigation is doing is perhaps sending a signal around to state and local government that if you fund these activities and you permit them to interweave social service or vocational training with religious instruction, that you may be inviting a lawsuit and you may lose that lawsuit.
And if you are sued, you may be on your own. Lupu says in several cases, the Justice Department has decided not to defend the funding of a specific program because, he says, losing a string of such cases in court could jeopardize the entire initiative. Asked about that, a Justice Department spokesman says he cannot comment on internal deliberations. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.